Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Dave Weiner here. It is Friday, April 6th, 2018. And so we've reached kind of I don't know if it's a dead end. I hope it's not. But certainly a problem with doing the Unicode support for Feedbase. And this has to be a problem that every feed reader that uses, I guess, MySQL. I'm not sure if it's in other SQL databases as well, if the limits are there. It's hard to imagine that they would be exactly the same. But here's the problem, okay? So when you, I'm not sure. You see, this is all like really new to me. But it's, in a way, it's not, because there's a lot of history here. I get that. It's incredibly confusing to me. I imagine that it's also confusing to people who have been around SQL databases for a long time, as I have not. I get it because I was the creator of Frontier, which is a programming environment that has an object database at its core. Everything runs out of the object database. And over the years, and we worked on that for like 20 years, basically, it got a lot of its own history. And so for big projects or important ones that you had to get right, like we have to get Feedbase right, there would be a fair amount of history you'd have to know in order to get the thing to really perform. I could get, you know, my applications to perform, but I realized I was using a lot of knowledge when I did that. Okay, so just to say that I get that, I have a sense of what I don't know, but I don't know what I don't know. Okay, so if you're going to do Unicode, every character takes up to 4 characters, 4 bytes worth of data, and your calculations have to assume basically that every character does, right? That seems to be there. Right now, I have the key field. I have 2 tables, feeds and subscriptions. A feed basically has all the information that we get from a feed. To say all is an overstatement. All we're keeping actually are the title, the description, the link, or we call it an HTML URL because that's what OPML calls it. And we are, of course, keeping the URL of the feed. That's called feed URL. Okay, and then for this, and then there's a bunch of other data, like how many times have we read the feed, and how many errors, how many consecutive errors, when was the last error. These are all meant to help us evaluate the health of a feed or the viability of it. If it's been read 1,000 times and 1,000 errors, it's fairly confident that that feed's not there, and maybe after enough reading, we're gonna jump to a conclusion that it is never going to be there, that it's gone. So that's the kind of data we store for feeds. For subscriptions, we store username, the URL of the feed, and when the subscription was updated. I think that's all the information we have. The idea is just to create a connection between a user and a feed, and then all the data about that connection is stored with the feed, because I guess, I don't know, maybe some point we'll have more data, but right now that's what we have. Okay, so the key in both tables, well, the key in the subscription table is a combination of the username and the feed URL. I mean, that's how you identify a record. It's not, there are lots of feeds in the, there are lots of subscriptions for each user, and there are lots of references to each feed. You know, if 25 users subscribe to the feed, there'll be 25 elements in the subscriptions table that has that as its feed URL. Okay? All right. So we want, and right now it's in Latin, and naively, I didn't know. I kind of, you know, wander through this area and I get things working, and I assume that everything is working until proven otherwise. That's kind of my development methodology. It yields a result. We actually have a functioning application. The problem is it doesn't do feeds whose titles are Indian with or Hindu, or I think it's Hindu actually is the one that was reported. And that's obviously unacceptable. We've had complaints from people in China. They want to use Feedbase, and we want them to use Feedbase, and we need to understand their character set as well. So I got the first part of the problem solved, which was updating my feed parser so that it would look at the character set value on the header and then do the proper conversion for, to UTF-8. And then, you know, and that's fine. So I thought, oh, well, I've got the problem solved, right? But then when I update the record in the database, all the data gets lost and I just get a bunch of question marks and I go, oh, geez, like, I mean, there's more to this. Yeah, there's more to it, a lot more to it. hopefully once we get this working, there won't be any more to it, but okay. So I posted a, well, we actually had an issue going on the Feedbase GitHub repository, and it's been going now for like 2 weeks. When the problem was first reported, it was about 2 weeks ago. And so I'm learning how to convert the database. The first thing I had to do was get backing up and restoring working. I wasn't going to try this shit on the main database, and I didn't have a good backup routine. And I realized, you know, after many years of working on this shit, that that's not acceptable. It has to be constantly backing up. And I got that working. That was the first part, and it took me a few days to get that down. And what I'm doing is I wrote my own code. I'm not using a utility for this. I wrote a JavaScript app running in Node that just gets all the records out of the database, saves them in JSON in a file, in a folder. And it does it every 20 minutes, and it does it in a Dropbox archived folder and in a calendar structure so that there's a separate backup for every day, and Dropbox is maintaining the versions over a given day. So there's a lot of redundancy in there, hopefully, knock wood, hopefully enough. So hopefully we've got the backup thing down. So with that in hand, I took a copy of that. I installed my SQL on my Macintosh desktop. I wrote the restore routine, which was much more difficult than I anticipated. I forgot there's no such thing as synchronous stuff in JavaScript. So I had to write a little operating system to keep, you know, to only do one you know, create one row and one table at a time. It's okay. It took me a day to get that all working, and it's totally working. Seems very good, reliable, et cetera, et cetera. It's good to have that down, right? And so now comes the question of, okay, what commands do I do to recreate this database or alter the database? I don't care which it is. Because I've got the restore routine now, I can, you know, delete the database, recreate it, run the restore script, and within a minute or two, I'm back up with the full data set. So I either update the existing database, create a new one, and I want every bit of text in there, which I've described. By the way, all this, if you go to scripting/feedbase on GitHub, there's a thing in the docs folder that shows you the schema for each of the two tables. So if you forget what's in there, you can just go there and look. By the way, also the source code for Feedbase is there as well, as is the backup and restore script that I mentioned. It's all there. So here's the deal, okay? So now finally getting to the punchline. The question is, how long should the feed URL be? Right now, it's a varchar, however you pronounce that, varchar, of 512. I figured 512 characters, that's got to be enough, right? This is how you spitball the shit. I was like, I have no idea if that's enough, right? Well, 512 characters. That was great, except now that's 4 times 512, I guess. Somehow, when I did the alter statement on the the two tables, I get back this error message. Let me just get it for you here. I'll read it to you. It says, error 1071, 42,000 in parens. Specified key was too long. Max key length is 767 bytes. Well, If we're talking about keys, remember, one of them has a key that's just the feed URL, which is the feeds database, and the other one has a key which is both the username and the feed URL. So let's go with the shorter one first, the one that's just the feed URL. Feed. God, you never have to say these words out loud. You just type them. Feed URL. Feed URL. Just let's go with the one that has the feed URL, which is specified at 512. Now, my understanding was is that when I did this alter, what would happen is it wouldn't screw around with the size of the field. It would just accept it as it is, and that the effective maximum length would be 512 divided by 4. But come on, let's assume that some of those characters are one character. You know, and there probably aren't any URLs out there that where every character takes up 4 bytes. Well, maybe there are. And then the limit on those will be lower. We'll get an error. We'll respond to the error in some kind of reasonable way. It will be understood that the don't have URLs that long if you want to be part of Feedbase, right? And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to pop this up to a pretty high level in terms of giving it exposure, because two reasons. Well, actually, before I do that, let's just assume that it's trying to do 512 times 4, which is what you'd have to say is that that's a guess. So what I would have to do then is revise the feed URL size from 512 to whatever 767 divided by 4 is, and that would be the number. I can't do that math in my head. It's something, I'm going to guess 180 something. It was about be what it would be, which probably isn't terrible. Most URLs are quite a bit shorter than 180 characters, right? And just for hell of it, wait, let me hold off on that and say why I wanted to discuss this publicly. First of all, anybody that's written a feed reader has to have dealt with this if they're using MySQL. Okay? You have to have dealt with this. So, what did you do? Can you give me some prior art and let me know? Because I'll just do what you did. Tell me why it worked. Get involved in the thread. I will post a link to the thread, to this thread on scripting.com for Friday, April 6th. The thing for this podcast, it'll link right to that thread where you can just go ahead and tell me your story. I'd love to hear it. The other reason why it's important to share that is that this is one of those discussions that if Feedbase takes off, and I really hope it is going quite well, actually. It's a slow rollout, but that's exactly what I wanted. I wouldn't like to have to make these kinds of changes with hundreds of thousands of feeds in the database. Right now, I have about 30,000 feeds in the database. So it's going to end up being an important decision because it's going to end up being the limit of the length of a URL of an RSS feed. It's going to be a limit for sure. Maybe it won't be the limit, but it'll be a limit. And I've learned from experience that it's really a good idea to try to get as much input on this kind of stuff as you can, and knowing that you probably won't get enough input, at least be able to point to this and say, hey, you know, I did ask for input, and here's the evidence. I mean, how long is this little thing going? 13 minutes. By the end, it'll be 18 or so. Anyway, so actually, this is the last part of the spiel. Then I realized, oh, well, actually, I've got a data set here, and I could actually do some analysis on that data set. I could see what the longest URL is that I have. So I wrote a very small JavaScript thing, and I have to say, it's probably the first time I've ever written a JavaScript that was the kind of thing that I would have written in Frontier. Before, because I needed a quick and dirty script, and JavaScript usually isn't quick and dirty, whereas Frontier is really good at that. You know, just little utility things that, you know, pop up here and there. problem with writing it in Frontier is I wasn't sure that Frontier could handle a JSON file that's as big as this JSON file is. And I knew for a fact that Node could because I already have code that is handling it. Well, so the answer is 360 characters. And when you actually see what a 360 character feed URL looks like, you go, okay, the actual length, that does not have to fit in. This guy, this is a script in this thing. No, it's not a script that runs on my machine. It's a script that runs on the server. Hopefully the server is prepared to handle this thing. It looks legit. You know, it doesn't look like anybody got hacked here. It looks like, you know, there are a lot of nerds who use RSS, basically. And one would expect that they would push certain limits. I wouldn't have a problem with saying that the limit is less than 360 then. And what I'm going to have to do is a little bit more and to get the, I'm going to get like the top 10, something like that. Maybe I'll just sort the thing and then put out the top 100 or so and see, you know, what's number two. If the top one is 360, but the second one is 100, then I'll feel very confident in saying, okay, 100 is the limit. And then I may not even have the problem down because maybe this isn't even the problem. That's also, I have to say, you know, this could be one of those cases where I'm barking up the wrong tree. And those who have been immersed in the shit for a long time, you know, feed readers that use SQL databases as their back end, maybe they'll just say, well, yeah, that isn't actually the problem. So anyway, my blog is scripting.com, in case you don't know. And thanks for your help. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.